I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Burlogger Excavation has been serving the Central Coast for over 28 years, and they specialize in bulldozer work for ranch and rural landowners. Call Burlogger if you need roads graded, fire breaks, or have erosion issues. Whether you need springtime disking, clearing, or general bulldozer work, they have the machines to tackle the job. Call or text 805-674-5141 or find them on the Creston Sawmill Burlogger Excavation Facebook page. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, February 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to discuss 2026 legislative platform. Eric Church perform at Mid-State Fair. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, 70% chance of showers, highs in the upper 50s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Burlogger Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Board of Supervisors will be presented with its 2026 state and federal legislative platform in its meeting this morning. The legislative platform is discussed annually by the board, which articulates the county's overarching policy advocacy principles and annual focus areas for the state and federal level. The platforms are typically redlined, showing changes from one year to the next. But for 2026, the platform is being presented as a brand new document. The 2026 document outlines first-tier priorities as economic development, homelessness, mental health, and housing. Second-tier priorities are identified as emergency preparedness, infrastructure recovery, water, and organizational effectiveness. The document also outlines 10 advocacy principles for the county, the first being, quote, to secure stable, ongoing funding for county-administered and county-impacted programs, including adjustments to reflect workload and service demand. You can attend the meeting this morning at 9 in person or watch online. The California Mid-State Fair is pleased to announce Eric Church will be performing as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series in the Chumash Grandstand Arena. Eric Church's performance will be Saturday, July 18th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets go on sale starting Friday, February 13th at 10 a.m. online only. Ticket prices range from $60 to $200 depending on seating. Eric Church is one of country music's most influential modern artists, known for his bold songwriting, genre-pushing albums, and electrifying live shows. The Mid-State Fair set it a release, and the 2026 California Mid-State Fair runs July 15th to the 26th. This year's theme is Back to the 80s. City of Paso Robles receives fire protection rating upgrade. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The City of Paso Robles announced that its Insurance Services Office, or ISO, fire protection rating has been upgraded from Class 3 to Class 2. This classification program plays an important role in the insurance underwriting process, the city said in a release. U.S. insurers use this information as part of their decision-making in what coverages to offer, prices for personal and commercial property insurance, and determining what businesses to write. Fire Chief Jonathan Stornetta says, quote, that out of more than 3,700 fire departments nationwide, only about 2,100 achieved a Class 2 ISO rating. The upgraded rating is a direct result of communities in commitment to public safety, the release says, citing Measure J20, increased staffing, the construction of Fire Station 3, and the city's water division. City of Paso Robles has released a public notice for a hearing on cannabis delivery being held tonight at 6:30 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The proposed amendment would allow for the operation of non-storefront, delivery-only cannabis retail establishments in the city. Previously, only medicinal delivery-only cannabis establishments were allowed. The proposed amendment would establish a firm cap of three such businesses and will update and expand definitions in the municipal code for consistency with state law and clarity. The public is encouraged to attend the meeting in person or participate remotely. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding two stakeholder workshops this month to discuss and gather feedback. Feedback will focus on how PRAGA can improve stakeholder representation, a review of next year's fiscal budget, and direction for funding mechanism. The feedback stakeholder workshops will be held tonight and tomorrow. The meeting tonight will be in person at the Estrella Warbird Museum, 4251 Dry Creek Road, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The meeting tomorrow is an online meeting from the same time frame, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Feedback gathered from the online forums and these two meetings will be presented to the board during its special meeting February 18th. The Atascadero City Council will discuss funding recommendations for its 2026 Community Development Block Grant tonight. The grant program is distributed through the county, and Atascadero estimates about $176,000 will be distributed to the city in spring of 2026. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. In sports for the NBA, yesterday the Thunder beat the Lakers 119-110, the Warriors over the Grizzlies 114-113, the Pelicans beat the Kings 120-94. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Rockets, the Mavericks will go against the Suns, the Pacers will face the Knicks, the Lakers will go against the Spurs. In California news, a federal judge has blocked a California law from going into effect that would ban federal immigration officers from covering their face. California was the first state to ban this practice, signed into law in September. The Trump administration, however, filed a lawsuit in November challenging this. The court ruled that agents must wear clear identification showing their agency and badge number, however. The state of California has filed lawsuits against two websites that allegedly provide access to illegal and untraceable firearms. The lawsuit says that the websites include the computer code and guidelines for 3D printing firearms, magazines, and other firearm-related products. One of California's public employee unions is pushing for legislation to make remote work a permanent option. This is ahead of Governor Newsom's mandate that will go into effect July 1st that would require most employees to be in the office 4 days a week. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the USDA is now projecting net farm income adjusted for inflation to fall by $4.1 billion this year to $153.6 billion. While projecting lower farm income this year, USDA has also dramatically cut its earlier net farm income projections by $25 billion. That adjustment, they say, reflects the farm economy facing greater challenges than what the original numbers showed. Carrie Lukowski, a senior economist with the USDA's Economic Research Service, shares more.
Cash receipts from commodity sales are forecast to fall $14 billion, or almost 3%, in 2026. And direct government payments are forecast to increase about $14 billion in 2026. Total production expenses are forecast to increase almost $5 billion, or 1%. On the farm sector balance sheet, assets, debt, and equity are all forecast to increase, with overall equity expected to increase almost 3% from 2025 to 2026.
No question, farm country could certainly use some higher commodity prices.
Feeding through winter shouldn't feel like guesswork. SmartLick tubs make sure your herd gets the protein they need every day, no matter the weather. Reliable intake, proven performance, peace of mind for you. It's not about working harder, it's about feeding smarter. Feed SmartLick protein tubs for consistent nutrition and confident performance. Go to smartlick.com, that's smartlic.com, to find your dealer.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Saeed, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. When pistachio hulls split open before harvest, the nuts can be exposed to fungal or insect damage, which reduces profits for farmers. About 4% of California's pistachio crops experiences hull split, but the figure can rise as much to 40% for some cultivars in certain conditions. New research at the University of California, Davis, revealed how the hull is built and how cell walls in certain layers break down, along with the genes and corresponding mechanisms that spark and control those changes. This is the first time anyone has studied the pistachio hull at the anatomic and cellular level, while also looking at gene expression and physiological data, said Georgia Durakakaki, a professor at UC Davis Department of Plant Sciences. The research will help breeders select four traits that will make the hulls less vulnerable to tearing and cracking. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181. Or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies today with about a 70% chance of showers, highs in the upper 50s, south winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about a 70% chance of showers continuing, lows in the upper 40s, south winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Showers tomorrow morning, then highs in the upper 50s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, with about a 60 to 70% chance of rain each day. Low 60s Thursday, mid 60s Friday, low 60s on Saturday, upper 50s on Sunday, mid 50s Monday, low 50s on Tuesday, a week from today, about 51 degrees. Currently, it is 46 degrees and cloudy with some showers in the vicinity for Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 621.
Relax, reconnect, and indulge close to home with Spa Allegretto's Locals Staycation at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Enjoy a cozy escape designed just for locals, featuring a split bottle of Allegretto wine, a 2-for-1 wine tasting, and 20% off spa treatments, plus a complimentary room upgrade based on availability. From soothing massages to restorative spa experiences, it's the perfect way to slow down, savor great wine, and enjoy time together. Spa Allegretto, relaxation beautifully shared.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Economists were expecting a modest increase in retail sales for December. Instead, sales came in flat, no increase. Shoppers were spending more the previous month. Black Friday deals apparently helped. November retail sales increased by 0.6%. For the year ending in December, sales were up 2.4%. Coca-Cola sales picked up in the holiday quarter. Demand for zero sugar beverages helped. Earnings topped year-ago levels, though Wall Street wanted to see even stronger numbers, and Coca-Cola shares are down nearly 3%. CVS Health says Medicare's proposed payment rates for next year do not match the level of Medicare costs. The drugstore company and parent of Aetna Health did report a higher profit for the recent quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
February is heating up at Tachi Palace Casino Resort. Every Thursday in February from 5 to 8 p.m., the cash keeps climbing. The first three Thursdays, three winners will each take home cold, hard cash. It all leads up to the grand finale when the keys could be yours. The final Thursday in February, two winners will each win a Cadillac. It's keys and cash only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on the Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Hey, girl, gather round, because of what I'm putting down.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
This afternoon, 12:30 to 2, Barry, Protect What Matters. First up, we'll have Danelle Nichols and Shelley Gill from the Paso Robles Republican Women's Federated, and then Paul Clark and Jesslyn Blank, San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau. Lots to go over this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. We've got somebody calling in already. That's good. Hi, good morning.
I'll try to be quick. Can I input on the Paso Water Basin real quick?
It's freedom of speech. Go ahead.
Thank you. I think we identified two of the players here, or see if we can, this is just my opinion. We've got the overliers who want to use their groundwater, their wells, and their and control their own properties freely, I think. And then we've got a group of, and I'll be just overly opinionated again here, that corrupt elected officials and profiteers trying to profit off of our groundwater and planning in a long-term kind of a strategy to take the water out of the basin. So there's two players here, the county, the city, corrupt officials there, the people trying to control the water pirates and the overliers, let's just say. But I think we forget there's a third player in this game. And a lot of times, I don't know if you played Risk or some of the games where it's a multiplayer. If you get the other two people fighting each other and you stay quiet, it's the state. The state, if they would be deliver the ground, the water that they have and control the water in the state and deliver it, we wouldn't have so much pressure on our basin. So I think the state is kind of like a silent profiteer of this two-person fight that is really a three-person game.
Do you think there's any influence from some major players on the state?
I think you follow the money. I've boiled my opinions down to that. And I think that the Harvard group, the Resnicks, are the long term. They're like the Chinese. They've got a 10-year plan to win, and they're going to keep persistently hammering, dripping water on our head until they overcome us, or we get tired of writing in these election overcoming their choices and stuff. I have no idea, and I want to butt out, but I just wanted to remind everybody the state should be helping us with delivering the water that the state has and taking pressure off of our pumping. I'm over in the Central Valley now listening at a distance, but still love Paso and still consider myself part of that community. Trying to break free, I'll go silent probably after this call. I don't think my opinion's really that big a deal here anymore. So I'm going to just be a listener and not an inputter, but I just want to remind people that the state is the third player in this game, and they're profiting off of us, fighting off each other, in that they deliver 5% maybe of the water that they're supposed to be doing. There's a big bill up in Sacramento right now to raise Shasta and try to get a real logical control use of our California water, and I think pumping it out in San Francisco Bay is because if not, all it would turn into a cesspool. So they have to, but they won't say that. They're using the smelt, and the smelt might die because of all the people pumping their waste into it. But the state, I think, is a third player here, and before we go cutting each other's throat and water pirates out trying to outsmart the overliers and this just becoming a continuous bad place to live because people are trying to steal from you and the crooks in government, let's remember that the state is a common enemy here. I know that's a little, I don't have a better word than enemy.
Well, part of that is the politics of the state as we see it now, who they're controlled about. But when you mentioned about, you know, the water and Shasta, don't forget up in Siskiyou County and some of those areas up there, the state took down dams. They took down dams.
Right. I don't know. I don't have all the information. That's why I don't mind calling myself ignorant. I know there's. I want to learn stuff, so I always consider myself ignorant. I'm always open to learning more. I just want to remind everybody that the state is not delivering the water that they could or should or might have if we had a considerate, benevolent government in the state. And so we're fighting each other over this groundwater in Paso. And I just think the state is sitting there like a third person at the roof game watching the other two kill each other.
Well, and don't forget the amount of water that Paso isn't using, and we're paying $400,000 a month. Now, one of the things that, you know, you mentioned it till people get tired of it. That's what they hope for. And in any issue, whether it's water or anything, they want us to get tired of it so we stop, and that way they can get control. You're exactly right about following the money, though.
It's very difficult. We used to talk about intentions a few months ago, and I thought that was fascinating because there's a saying I like that an honest person can explain himself, and when a board member of the school says he thinks everybody ought to go to the trans makeover thing and then is insulted when you ask him why he thinks that or what he's trying to say, it's... there's something going on there. An honest person can explain themselves. And so there's so much confusion. I think it's intentional that they're... Anyway, I just want to... I think my point was that I think we forgot that the state should be the third player in this water issue. And there's no one identifying them as failing their job.
Well... I know, you know, your reference to that, you know, could be some, maybe the water is confusing. It's confusing from the standpoint when you do acreage feet and all that stuff that people don't want to hear. You know, they'd rather just hear you say, hey, 500 million gallons of water instead of the acreage foot stuff.
What is Sigma?
And, well, right, yeah, we get into all that, but I tend to simplify most things. That's my land. That's my water. The state constitution says so. Leave me alone.
Right. But can somebody come in and just take it out from under you or draw the basin dry and say, hey, and then actually be, you know, because I know, all due respect, I'm not a Paso Robles anymore. But over here in the Central Valley, they're all about water. Now, they've got the mountains and they got the rivers coming down, but they're still hunger for water, and they still look at Paso hoping that the Resnicks and the Harvard, whoever, the Canadians or whatever, will sell it to them because they would buy it readily. They've got houses waiting to go up as soon as they can prove they've got the water to do it here.
Well,
so there's a lot of people clamoring for the Paso water outside of Paso, not just the overliers wanting their wells to stay full and their life to be simplified. It's more complicated than that, but the state is a third player in this. I don't know how many people played Risk, but if you let the other two fight each other and dwindle each other's players down,
okay,
then all right.
All right, yeah, thanks. All right, where we got that explanation. All right, 238-5775, which again, you can text that 75. And okay, that was about the protesters Friday out at the school. Speaking of the school, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my goodness. This came out yesterday. DUI charges filed against a former Paso Robles High School principal. You remember the outstanding person who many people on campus and through social media knew that this lady had a problem. And there's indication that she had issues before she was hired by the school district. Well, they hired her anyway. So the charges stem from a November 2025 incident where, you may recall, according to the police department, she was suspected of driving to school after having consumed alcohol. Well, she must have been listening to the song "It's 5 o'clock somewhere." Slurred speech and the smell of alcohol on Fletcher and in her office were reported by staff and later by investigating officers, so finally she has been charged with DUI. Okay, you know what, though? She can afford it right now because you're still paying her. I mean, to the equivalent, because she'll be paid till the end of June, right, or June sometime, based on her contract. So show up for work, drunk, superintendent or principal, and you're going to lose your job, but we're still going to pay you. Not probably, because the contract. Please start looking at these contracts and stop giving away our taxpayer money to these people. Okay? Just kick them in the ass and say, get out of here. Get out of here. We don't want to see you anymore. You're despicable. And I guess for those of you, not something I'd normally say, but I'll do it just to please a couple and get some help too, okay? But go elsewhere. All right, speaking of schools, this Thursday is Lincoln's birthday. You may have heard of him. He's a president of the United States of America, and he's revered as one of the greatest or best presidents of all time, depending on, you know, certain historians. So his birthday is on Thursday, and he's so well thought of that school districts moved his birthday to Monday, which we're familiar with this now, so that they could have a three-day weekend. All right, so 5 weeks ago, the kids were gone for Christmas vacation for 2 weeks. You know, that thing Christmas, I don't call it winter vacation because stop playing games. It's centered around Christmas. So you get 2 weeks off, you come back for 5 weeks, you move Lincoln's birthday from this Thursday to Monday, and then guess what? Next Monday, it's President's Day. They get another day off. Man, they're learning a lot. You gotta hand it to them. Now, I realize that most holidays have been moved to the weekend to make it more convenient for us Americans and so forth and so on. I am against it, and I'm against most holidays anyway. So, there you go. There you go. Also, I hope they catch this. For you people in Atascadero, man, some dirtbags, they tagged the restroom and the concession stand at Paloma Creek Park. And please, I don't know if they have cameras there or not, but please catch these you-know-whats and put their pictures up so we can see who they are. Post their names. Chris, do you know what 5MG means?
No, that doesn't sound familiar.
Does it?
5 milligrams, I guess.
Well, I wonder if it's a gang thing. 5MG. I don't know, but it's there. I got a picture of it. 5MG in big blue letters and some stuff on the other side I can't see. And hopefully, goodness gracious, we have some pretty nice parks here in the North County. And these dirt bags need to be caught. And
you sure it's a 5 and not an S?
Well, you're asking me to critique somebody's handwriting. Well, it looks like a 5 because the S, the top and the bottom aren't curved.
Right, right.
So 5MG, I don't know what it is. Okay. Anyway, just a couple of things there. Also, we have, looking at this, I found this yesterday, but also, folks, there's a lot of propositions that may be coming on the ballot. It depends on signatures, and they're pretty important here in California. Hi, good morning.
Hey, well, it sounds like it might be better off with the kids not at school anyway. They might learn more if they just got out in the community or spent some time with their folks, going to their jobs or something like that anyway. So
you want your kid,
maybe you want more holidays.
You want your kid coming to school to work with you?
Yeah.
Man.
Absolutely.
Why?
Pass on that knowledge and all that wisdom that 80 plus years has taught me.
There used to be a bring your kid to work day. I don't know if that still happens.
Well, I've heard that too.
Because they have bring your dog or pet to work day and all the comforts and so forth. If you want to, well, if your boss lets you or if you're on the business, bring your kid to work. Fine, that's great.
Well, anyway, schools are in such bad shape. It's not an education; it's an indoctrination, and it's so antichrist in its nature and philosophy, and has been for over 100 years. That they're closed down the public schools. Defund them, open more Christian schools and alternative schools, and especially around the trades. I'm mentoring a young person and came from the East Coast, and they were having actually job shops in graphic arts. These kids in high school in I think it was Connecticut or somewhere on the East Coast could actually bring in work that they could get paid for. They had customers. At 14 years old, they were entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe it. I'd heard about schools like that in Europe in the past, that they would direct kids into a pathway that would accrue to a career, you know, in something. Anyway, instead of a bunch of...
Well, it's when you go back to the public schools, because you mentioned more Christian schools, but that would have to be private money. But the from what my memory serves, that the original reason for public schools in America was for numerous things, including to teach children to read for religious purposes. That was one of them, not the entire. But you also had it was to help share a national identity. Now, look where we're at now.
Well, but we wouldn't have been here where we're at if the schools then had been what they are now then. Does that make sense?
Right, because, another thing, too, was, not, you know, the identity and to be able to read for religious purposes, but also to educate the people or, you know, the kids on the how to sustain democracy. And again, my same point is, look where we're at now. I mean, we have to have arguments over flags at schools, and we have to have arguments over boys going into girls' locker rooms.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. The whole cultural thing is just mind-boggling. There's so many things we could be discussing that there are two or three sides to. Yeah, and so what? Yeah, and the obvious things. Yeah, gender. Why should that be taking up so much of the air? Yeah, whatever. It's just demonic. It's all demonic.
It is.
That's the only way you can explain it. At the end of the day, you can do all kinds of back and forth, but it's a spiritual issue.
What do you mean, spiritual issue?
Well, it's demonic. It's from the pit of hell, all this transgender stuff and this confusing kids and pushing them. That Chloe, I don't know what, Chloe Cole, is it the Chloe Cole that, I'm a little confused. They had that $2 million judgment in New York. Someone that had been transgendered or so-called transition, which is impossible. And now there's all kinds of other cases that are going to come up, and they're getting that one family got $2 million for awarded to her because what the doctors and counselors or whatever did to her. And the parents are being told, you know, you're going to have a dead, you can either have a dead girl or a live boy or something. And it's just, it's all brainwashing and lies, total lies. And thank God Chloe is not, you know, mad at her parents. She forgives her parents and realizes they were part of the victimization because they had been told time and time again, you know, your daughter's got an issue, and she thinks she's a boy, and if you don't transition her, quotes, you know, she's going to kill herself. Well, I think the truth is that more people that have been, quote, transitioned are committing suicide than those that are, you know, are being trying to be manipulated and brainwashed into that lifestyle.
Well, I don't know for that to be a fact, but there's probably some statistics on that would indicate either way.
Mm-hmm. But anyway,
what I'm seeing, because I have something else here this morning, and this has to do with a story, and you know, we've mentioned this, but this is the these AI companions. And these the chatbots. Now again, I realize that this is a lot different world. But it, you know, one of the things in this article, it says parents are now starting to ask questions. You know, this issue with social media and so forth has really gained a lot of momentum, particularly during and after COVID. So this is nothing new. I just keep scratching my head and thinking, parents, you're just starting to ask questions?
Yeah. Yep.
And also, well, wouldn't common sense, I realize that parents don't know what their kids are doing 24/7. It's impossible to do it. And even if you put restrictions on them, like all of us, we're going to bend the rules until we get caught, in most cases. So where are these parents?
Well, you know, yeah, as you're saying that, I'm thinking, well, the parents, most parents, most of us adults are attracted to the social media as well, but we can control ourselves.
You think so?
Maybe they're thinking that their children are able to control it when obviously they're not. It's an addiction.
Well, you know that I don't do social media.
Yeah.
Okay. However,
But you're an anomaly.
No, I just think I'm normal and I don't need that many friends or so-called friends. I got better things, but probably not better things to do with my time. But anyway, my point is, I don't do social media, but I do get this. It's called that neighbor. It's the Ranchita Canyon, whatever. Some guy signed me up for it.
Oh, yeah.
And I just get the kind of the tease on the tag. I can't open anything up. And not every day, but, you know, several times during the week, I just see the headline. And some of these people, you go, these are adults? It's a Lonely Hearts Club. Moron. I just moved out in the country. Does anybody have a shovel I can borrow? Things like, it's like, this is moronic. It's moronic. I left my little dog out at night here in Ranchita Canyon. I can't find him. Can you help? Go check the coyotes. They got your dog. God. So, you know, where are the parents? Well, I know where the parents. They've got their heads where the sun doesn't shine, too. All right,
yep.
Sir. I'm way behind, but thanks for your call.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. I'm going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County.
The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding two stakeholder workshops this month to discuss and gather feedback. Feedback will focus on how PRAGA can improve stakeholder representation and a review of the next year's fiscal year budget. The first meeting will be tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the Estrella Warbird Museum, 4251 Dry Creek Road. The second will be tomorrow in the same time frame online. City of Paso Robles announced that its Insurance Services Office, or ISO, fire protection rating has been upgraded from Class 3 to Class 2. This classification program plays an important role in the insurance underwriting process, where insurers use this to inform their decision-making and coverage. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with about a 70% chance of showers, highs in the upper 50s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The Justice Department has removed redactions from some of the Epstein files in response to lawmakers' accusations that they were hiding offenders. Yesterday, Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell declined to answer questions from Congress. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says she has a new request now.
She's come back and said, well, she'll talk if she's granted clemency by President Trump. And oh, by the way, I can prove that Donald Trump and Bill Clinton both were innocent. So, that's going to be a decision up to President Trump. I don't think there's a lot of public support to grant her clemency.
The daughter of a Republican Minnesota governor candidate, Jeff Johnson, stabbed to death over the weekend in what police say was a failed murder-suicide. Jeff Johnson has now suspended his campaign, and her 24-year-old husband is expected to face charges. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
College basketball Monday night, number 1 Arizona took its first loss of the season, 82-78 at number 9 Kansas. That ends the Wildcats' 23-game winning streak. Flory Badunga and Melvin Council Jr. each had 23 for the Jayhawks, who didn't take their first lead until midway through the second half, but never gave it up. Arizona has been number 1 for 9 weeks and a unanimous pick the last 4. 23rd-ranked Miami of Ohio is the last remaining unbeaten team in the nation at 24-0. Also last night, number 24 Louisville lambasted NC State 118-77. Mikael Brown Jr. hit 10 three-pointers, scoring an ACC freshman record 45 points. That also ties the Louisville scoring record set by Wes Unseld back in 1967. NBA, the Thunder back on track with a 119-110 win over the Lakers. Jalen Williams with a game-high 23 in his return after missing 10 games with a hamstring. OKC, the first team to 40 wins this season. The Pistons are just one behind them after beating the Hornets, 33 for Cade Cunningham. Cavaliers got 32 from Donovan Mitchell, including the go-ahead free throws in the final second to nip the Nuggets. Pelicans pummeled the Kings. That's Sacramento's 13th consecutive loss. Wins for the Warriors, Jazz, Nets, Magic, Timberwolves, and Blazers. At the Winter Olympics, U.S. Women's Hockey shut out Switzerland to improve to 3-0, heading into today's showdown with Canada. That could be a preview of the gold medal game. U.S. forward Hannah Bilka.
The excitement's going to be up, but just trying to stay level and really just play our game and stick to that.
The U.S. assured itself of a medal in the mixed doubles curling. The pair of Corey Dropkin and Corey Tisi ousted host and defending world champion Italy and will take on Sweden for the gold medal today. The last NFL head coaching vacancy officially filled Monday. The Raiders hired Clint Kubiak, fresh off his Super Bowl win as offensive coordinator of the Seahawks. And forget that groundhog, a sure sign of spring. Pitchers and catchers begin to report to spring training in Arizona and Florida. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've been there since 1979. Showers early, they're becoming breezy with a steady rain for this afternoon. That's about a 70% chance. Highs in the 60-degree area, 71% chance of rain tonight and overnight, lows in the upper 30s, 45% chance of showers tomorrow morning, maybe a little bit of sunshine, maybe in the afternoon. Again, highs in the upper 50s for your Wednesday. As we head out to Thursday, what are we going to have? Well, some clouds, low 60s, upper 60s Friday, low 60s Saturday, maybe some rain, about a 50% chance on Sunday. And then Monday, yeah, 75% chance, same Tuesday, low to mid-50s. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down we go, 6:56 a.m., 5:40 p.m. We are at 48. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michaels Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, let's see here. We are up against it. It is 5 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and also supplier. As we check in to see what animals are out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Thank you. Where they need to be. Chris, since we're really up against it, you have a day off today.
Oh, wonderful.
And this would have been a humdinger. But, again, time says we only have X amount of minutes to get this whole hour in, so we won't be able to do that. So save the brain cells for tomorrow. But if you lose one or find one, winged or webbed, two-footed or more, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or the best option is reception at kprl.com. That's from our Southern Division. All right, the World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Pretty easy. In, out, parking is simple and so forth and so on. Find out more, simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Okay. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles and Tascadero in Templeton. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, here we go. Not much time, but based on research, what is the most versatile, cost-effective, and multi-purpose household product? According to based on research, the most versatile, cost-effective, and multi-purpose household product is what? 238-5775-238-KPRL. If you thinks you knows what that is, what do you think it is? I know what my guess would have been, but I would have been dead wrong. No. That's just laziness right there.
Laziness can be versatile.
Yes, it can. Hi, good morning.
Well, let's try a broom.
A broom? No. Versatile, cost-effective, multi-purpose household product. Okay. Hi, good morning.
Hydrogen peroxide.
No. I've got that stuff. Okay, this thing is, it's used for cooking, cleaning, and removing odors. Okay.
Oh, I think I've got a different guess, but I already guessed mine, so well.
Well, let's just see for the heck of it.
I'll have to write it down. So,
hi, good morning.
First.
Good morning. I think that it would be vinegar.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Yes, white vinegar. Do you have some in your house?
I do.
Okay, good for you. May I have your name, please?
Chris Gomes.
Chris Gomes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got you down. Enjoy your day. Thank you.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The California Mid-State Fair is pleased to announce Eric Church will perform as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series. The performance will be Saturday, July 18th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. online only. The County Board of Supervisors will be presented with its 2026 state and federal legislative platform in its meeting this morning. The legislative platform is discussed annually. You can attend the meeting in person or listen or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, 70% chance of showers, highs in the upper 50s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by
Steve Schmidt, Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, my answer would have been WD-40. What was your second answer, Chris?
It actually was vinegar. That was my second guess. As soon as he said cleaning, cooking, and getting rid of odors, I'm like, well, vinegar does that.
Okay, well, the other one coming in is baking soda. Baking soda. Then a buddy who called in, hydrogen peroxide. Okay, we've got two more hours to go. We'll clean this up. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Berlager Excavation.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.